Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the effects of dog days of summer on your dairy herd. I know you've probably been watching that bulk tank go down slowly as we've experienced more summer heat. However, one of the most important things that happens to our dairy herds during the summer is actually a reduction in our efficiency of breeding cattle. As we look at this summer, some things that you might want to change up as you go into fall. Number one, how often do you preg check your herd? Our very aggressive herds, when they're looking at breeding efficiency, are doing preg checking on a weekly basis, for sure every 2 weeks. So if you have a longer interval in between checking for pregnancy within your herd, that means it's a longer interval until you discover which cows are still open or which cows did not settle. This is going to reduce your breeding efficiency. Once we have a list of animals that are still open coming out of summer, you need to make some decisions. Some of these animals may be fairly long in days in milk. In this case, do you really want to get her pregnant, or do you want to look for a replacement for her in your herd? Now, for those animals that you're going to continue to try to get pregnant, you need to consider how you're doing it and maybe how to shorten up the interval once you find her open. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to increase their breeding efficiency during the summer by increasing their rate of pregnancy detection.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.